got the release yesterday. But look, we already knew that Canada was interested in joining with two other countries. It was branded United 2026 in December. Canada, the United States, Mexico, trying to bring FIFA's World Cup here in 2026. We say good morning to the mayor of Toronto, John Tory. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So I'm reading the release, and it says, like, in December, Canada wants to join the group and make it three countries. So obviously, if they come to Canada, there will be games played in Toronto. So are you almost bound to say, yes, we want to do this? Not that it's a bad thing, but if Canada had already agreed and Toronto's going to be in it, so what decision did you have to make here?
Well, we had to decide way back when to join the bidding group, first of all, within Canada, because it was always the case that Soccer Canada wanted to be part of this three-country bid. And once that decision was taken, then they conducted a competition within Canada as to which cities wanted to be part of this. So we said we wanted to be part of it some time ago. Now what's come to the fore is simply the formal approval by the city council of our participation in the bid, which means that, you know, we'll be part of the group representing Canada going forward, and that in the event we won, of course, we would then have to play our part in putting on some of the games here in Toronto, which to me would be a great thing.
Four cities involved, John: Vancouver, Edmonton, Montreal, and Toronto. But there's still infrastructure that needs to be done to all the stadiums. They won't let a team or won't let a city host without a stadium of 40,000 plus. What more needs to happen to BMO Field to make it World Cup ready in 8 years?
Well, frankly, a couple of things need to be done in the city. When it comes to BMO Field, we need to do something we've done before, though maybe not to exactly the extent that would be required for a World Cup, as you say, which is to add temporary seating. You know, we did it for the Grey Cup. We did it for the outdoor hockey game. And so it's really not something that we're unfamiliar with. And the cost is actually quite modest. And so that would have to be done. And you'd do it to the maximum extent you could. I have great confidence that Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, who, of course, are the tenants down there that, you know, that run the place and would be very much involved in this, that they, would add as many seats as they could, because I know there'd be a lot of people who'd want to be part of this. And then the other thing that we have to do in the city, which, again, I think is a good news story, is make some investment in practice facilities, which could become and would become, after the World Cup games have been played here, more soccer pitches for kids. And we're short of that. I mean, soccer is growing so fast in Toronto that we need more facilities for kids and families to use. So that would have to be done as well. And then there's a modest expense of putting on a fan festival and all that kind of thing. But, you know, as I've been saying, I mean, for us to have the chance to be a part, even a small part, with a few games of the greatest sort of sports spectacle on earth, especially one that's followed by so many communities here in Toronto, for a very modest investment shared with the other governments, to me, is something that's a no-brainer that I think people want us to proceed with.
Yeah, Grey Cup capacity for the last Grey Cup here was 36,154. That was the attendance, but yeah, you're in about that neighborhood. If you want to move it up to a 45,000-46,000, would you just try, you think, to get in at 40,000 and make it feasible, or would you say the more the merrier? We can expand a lot more temporary. Only at that one end zone can you really expand a ton more temporary seating, right?
Yeah, it's not up to me to decide that, but I had exactly that discussion with Larry Tannenbaum when we sat at the Toronto FC, I think it was at the final game, and we were talking about, you know, the options for expanding the seating, and the end zone, of course, is a place where there's quite a bit of room to do something. So, I mean, they'll make that decision, and as I say, I mean, they'll obviously focus first and foremost on safety and so on, but I think if they can put in 46,000 as opposed to 40,000 seats, given that everybody involved wants to recover this investment, that's what they'll do and make sure the maximum number of people can see these games in person beyond the worldwide television audience, which, of course, to me, as the mayor, when we're out trying to promote the city all the time, is going to be a very attractive thing, just putting Toronto on the map in one more way to soccer fans around the world.
Estimated cost between $30 and $45 million. You mentioned a no-brainer from the city. Do the province and the country also see this as a no-brainer?
Well, I have to believe the answer to that, certainly in the case of the federal government, is yes. And, of course, that $45 million number would end up, you know, being split. And there are some security costs that get added on top of that. But the federal government, I have to believe, is going to be, supportive of this, because it is a national bid in that there are four cities in total, as you mentioned, that are sort of taking some games across Canada. And so I think, and it's a three-country bid. It's Canada, the United States, and Mexico, which I think is something that's, first-time type of of it, and I think will give us an excellent chance of success. So I'm very hopeful, but all I had to do for this point in time was to say Toronto is on board because we'd said we were previously. We're going to formalize that now, to give the approval to be part of this, and then I think what we've got to go forward next and do is make sure that this three-country bid wins, because we have no chance, obviously, of getting even a modest number of games if we're not part of the winning bid.
The modest number of games says 3 to 5 games. How do you fight for the games that you want?
I don't know, but two things. I thought you were going to say for as many or more of those games, because my position would be, no offense to my fellow Canadian cities, but that we're the biggest city in the country, the biggest soccer market, I'm sure, in the country, and so on and so on. And so I'd be fighting for as many games as possible and not pay any attention to limits that have been mentioned per city. But then again, I presume we have little to say about which games you get, and you just have to hope that some of the really big communities here who follow soccer so enthusiastically would be among the games we'd get, but I bet we have little to say about that.
Yeah, I think that there is that, and the geography. My recollection of the '94 World Cup is some of the teams complained, and this is ancient history, but complained because it was all in the continental U.S. that teams would play in giant stadium, John. Then they'd go down to Miami. Then they're across the. It's too much travel. Almost the Women's World Cup was too much travel at times because it's we're a pretty vast country. You know that.
Well, so is the U.S. And so, that's one of the, when they're looking at this bid, that's one of the downsides to it. Because if you've got three countries involved in here, theoretically, I guess it's possible you could end up going to Mexico for a game after you've played in Toronto. But that's the kind of thing they'll have to sort out. And that's why I say I don't think we'll have much to say about which games we get. But bottom line to me, is if we got, I don't even want to cite a number because I don't want to cite that maximum number you mentioned. But if we got a bunch of games here, I almost don't care who plays because I think there'll be a huge amount of interest in it. I think there'll be a great deal of pride that Toronto can be the home to some World Cup games. And, again, to put us on the map in the biggest sports event on earth, because I think it is when you add it all up, each time it happens, and have some games actually happen here, to me is great for the city. It's great for the soccer fans in the city. It's great for the game of soccer in Toronto, which is growing. So I just see it as something that's a positive thing. And you don't see me running off, to bid for Olympics just on a kind of a, on a whim. I just have been very careful about that. And we have criteria we set, thanks to a committee that I asked to give us advice on, when you should bid. And this one fits perfectly within that because it's a modest investment for what I think is a very significant return, both at home and in terms of our reputation abroad.
So Super Bowl in 12 days. I'd ask you this. When I moved back here, lived in the States for 9 years, came back here in 07, and there was a lot more talk about the NFL. And then the Bills series games happened at Rogers Center. And then obviously there was something cooking with the aforementioned Mr. Tannenbaum and John Bon Jovi and a few other names. Would you say that if people come up to you in a social gathering, they say, hey, Mr. Mayor, what about the NFL in Toronto? Would you say it's probably further away? It just is than it has been over the last decade and a half. The concept of it, though there has been fluidity with franchises moving, there's been three franchises moved, two to L.A. just in the last two seasons.
Yeah, I'd say it's further away than it might have been at some point in the past in all those different episodes you were talking about, but not completely out of sight. What you have today is some of the very principal people, in fact, most of them that were involved in looking at an NFL franchise between Rogers, Tannenbaum, Mr. Tannenbaum, and Bell. You've got them now owning the Toronto Argonauts. And, back to the days when I was the commissioner of the CFL, we talked to the NFL, and I think one of the things they always said is we will never do anything that will destroy or put out of business the CFL in the Toronto market or anywhere else, because they just didn't believe that was good for the game. And I think that attitude still prevails. And so you've got the ownership today of the CFL team being some of the same people, perhaps some of the only people that could come up with the dough. And in the end, as you guys know, it's not just about buying the team. That's expensive, but it's also about a new stadium. Yeah. Which is there were some studies done back at the time of the last exploration of this not too long ago, and it was you're talking there about $1 billion. So I just think that it's further away than it was, but it's not out of sight because this is such an attractive sports market. You just have to look at the support that is given here, which you guys talk about every day, to the Raptors, to the Leafs, to the Blue Jays, to Toronto FC, on the list goes. So, I just think it's one of those things where there's a keen interest here. They're trying to rebuild the CFL team. They're working hard at that. And again, I sat with Larry Tannenbaum at that very same soccer game and just said, said, look, I believe that just as soccer has been made cool in Toronto, which it has, and you get that incredibly rabid crowd that comes out to the FC games, they can do that for football here. It's a matter of just appealing to a particular market and making it cool to go to those games. People still watch them on TV and listen to them on the radio. They just don't show up at the stadium, or they haven't been. So I just don't think it's anything that's going to happen really soon, notwithstanding there are teams that might think about moving.
Before we let you go, we're with the mayor of Toronto, John Tory. It's a pretty good time to be a mayor of a city if you're a sports fan. You already have watched two championships come in on your watch. You feel like a good luck charm, and if you are, there are three other teams that need your help.
I won't take any credit except that I do cheer the teams on. I really try to be an avid supporter, and that's me as a sports fan. If I wasn't the mayor, I'd be doing the same thing, and I was before I was mayor. But look, you know, I think that we're off to a great start with the championships we've won, and we've got a few more to go. And one in particular, I must say, without sort of playing favorites, one in particular is one that you know, we've just got to get done. And you know, notwithstanding last night, they're showing great signs of improvement on a daily basis, and you know, so we'll just keep cheering for them and hope for the best. I haven't yet made arrangements to have that sign from Edmonton shipped down here to post on the outskirts of Toronto, but I've told them that I might call upon them to send it at some point in time.
It's early for that, and there'd be there'd be a price to be paid for that, given how the Oilers season is going. I think they'd charge you extra.
Well, exactly.
For 12 months.
It would hurt. It would hurt them. It would hurt them just to be asked for that. But as long as those Senators are losing, that's all that I care about.